Lord, we're thankful for the new year.
主啊，我们为新年献上感恩。
And for some reason, you have extended this year to us in order that we might serve you and that through us you might bring a blessing.
主啊，也什么呀？以出一些原因，您呢一直让我们延续到2024年，这样我们可以呢，就是去服侍您，也有很多人可以通过我们来得到您的赐福。
And so, Lord, we're praying that you'll just speak to our hearts this morning, this afternoon, rather.
主啊，我们就祷告，今天下午呢，您对我们的心灵说话。
Teach us, Lord, what we should know. Teach us what we should do.
所以，请你教导我们，我们应该知道什么，应该怎么去做。
And especially in this year, Lord, we would be humbly obedient to you.
所以特别是在这一个新年里我们要谦卑然后呢顺服您。
Now we give thanks and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
先生感恩并且祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, our studies today are going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
今天要从哥林多后书的第八章开始学。
And the theme of our studies today will be, giving money to the work of God.
我们今天学习的一个主题呢就是说呢把钱奉献给神的工作。
It is true that all down through history,The work of God has been financed by the giving of the people of God for the work of God.
这个呢也是一个事实，在历史上呢，也是由于属神的人呢，把钱呢奉献给神呢，去做神的工作。
It was that way way back in the days of Abraham. You'll remember that he gave a tenth of the spoils of his battle.On behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah, he gave a tenth of those spoils to Melchizedek for his work of God.
这个呢也是从亚伯拉罕就已经开始了。你们大家也都记得呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他把他跟那个索多玛和俄摩拉的打仗迎来的那些战利品，把他的十分之一给了麦基洗德。
And that practice.Was carried on throughout the entire, Bible.
所以这样的一个实践呢一直呢贯穿着整个圣经。
And it seems strange for us that there are now basically two chapters in 2 Corinthians devoted to this question of giving.
所以呢这对我们来说呢也是有意思的，就是说这在哥林多后书有两章呢就专门谈到这个奉献钱给神的工作。
And so we're going to be studying it, this week and probably next as well, but I want to emphasize that this is not an appeal, on my behalf or on the behalf of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to get more money.
所以这个里面呢就是呢我们这个星期或者下个星期呢可能下个星期一起都要学这个主题，但是我现在跟大家讲的是呢，这并不是说我自己或者是说第十六届福音教会求大家把钱给我们。
I would remind you that in the New Testament, we really don't read of people saying, give money to me.
所以呢我们就是说呢在新约里从来没有读到过人们呢有人说他把钱给我。
The Lord Jesus never asked people for money.
主耶稣基督从来没有向别人要钱。
And the Apostle Paul never asked people for money for himself, but he did ask people for money for others.
所以呢使徒保罗从来没有为他自己向别人要过钱，但是他确实呢为了别人向别人要过钱。
And in particular, to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul, basically refused to accept money because he wanted them to know that the gospel is free.
所以呢，在特别是在哥林多的那个教会里呢，他并不向他们要钱，他是说呢，其实他要让他们知道的意思就是说福音是免费的。
So I'll tell you the story then about going out with a man who'd come new to the chapel one Sunday evening. We went together to the home of one of the other brothers in the assembly.
今天我要跟大家讲的故事呢，就是一个新来的来到教会里呢，然后呢，就是说呢，有一天呢，我们就要一起回去，就回去在车里和另外一个其他教会的一个弟兄在一起。
And so as we were talking to him, I said to him, well, you were at the meeting tonight. What did you think of that?
因为我就看他跟大家说话，我就说呢，你在开会的时候，你在这里，那么你怎么想呢？
He said to me, well, I found it very interesting, but he said, you never asked us for any money.
他说我发现这个意思很有意思，但是呢，你从来没有向我要个钱。
He said, you didn't have a collection tonight. Why was that?
他说你今天晚上呢并没有收奉献，为什么是这样的呢？
And so I said to him, well, we just find it difficult to tell you that the salvation that the Lord Jesus gives you is free, and we just want $20 or more because we want to tell you that it's free. Cost you $20 or cost you a collection money in order for us to tell you that the gospel is free.
所以呢，我发现呢，我跟他说，我们发现呢，就是说呢，如果我告诉你说那个主耶稣基督的福音那是免费的，然后呢，如果你付20块钱，或者说是你奉献一些其他的东西，我就把这个免费的主耶稣基督赐给你的救恩告诉你，而这个呢，对我们来说呢是很难这么去做的，所以我们就不收奉献。
That just doesn't make much sense.
这个呢，看起来好像没什么道理。
So our objective is to make sure that the gospel is free. That's why we only take a collection at the breaking of bread, where the people who are there are believers and they choose to give funds to keep the work of God at 16th going.
因为我们就觉得呢，我们要确实让你知道那个福音呢是免费的，所以呢，因此我们就是在星期天的早上做领圣餐的时候，只接受那个信徒的奉献。他们信徒呢，他们也可以自己选择奉献多少。
Now the other thing that we can tell you about the work of God in 16th.Is that the Lord always gives us more money than we can use at 16th.
另外一件事情我要告诉你们的就是说呢，主呢通常会赐给我们第十六教福音教会超过我们所需要的金钱。
So we send that money to missionaries all over the world, to works of God all over the world where funds are needed.
所以呢，我们就把那些钱呢，送到世界各地的那些宣教士和世界各地的那些做神的工作的，如果那里需要钱的话。
And in particular, in recent months, because Rob Brennan and Wayne Ginden have been very sick, we've been sending money to them so that they can carry on, in spite of the fact that they can't be somewhere else.Preaching and working for God.
这个呢就是特别的是最近一期呢我们把那些钱呢送给那个 Rob Brennan 还有 Wayne Ginden, 因为他们呢实际上他们病得非常的重，所以呢他们不可能就到处去讲道去为做神的工。
So we are very grateful for the generosity of the Christians and the parts ofThe Bible we're studying this afternoon is not a request for more money.
所以这个呢，我们非常的感激所有人的那个慷慨大方。就像特别是说，我们今天下午的这个圣经学习在Zoom上的，并不是为了收费而设立的。
But it does lay the foundation and the logic for us to be very liberal and generous with our funds.For the work of God, wherever that may be.
那这个呢，其实今天我们下午要学的呢，就是给我们建立这样一个基础，就是说在我们要有一个大方的，就是一个奉献的这样的一个精神，就是说呢，如果说是神在哪里的以工作需要的金钱的话，我们可以怎么样去支付支配我们自己的资金。
So with that as an introduction now, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and we'll start reading in verse number 7.
现在我们要开始到哥林多后书第八章，我们从第七节开始学。
Paul says to the Corinthians, but as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us,See that you abound in this grace also.
就是说你们既然在信心口才知识殷勤和对我们的爱上都格外的丰富就当在这恩惠的事上也格外的丰富。
And the grace that he's referring to is the gracious act of giving money.
就这里的讲到的那个恩惠的这个指出的呢就是说呢是奉献的金钱。
He says now, I speak not by commandment. He's not saying, God told me to tell you this.
第一边就说呢我说这话不是吩咐你他并没有说是说神告诉我要告诉你们下面的事情。
But he says, I'm doing this to test the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others.
他说呢我这么做而是借着别人的热心要证实你们爱的真诚。
How could you test the sincerity of someone?
你怎么去测试一个人的真诚呢
?Well, you might test how they spend their money.
你可以呢去测试他们怎么样花他们的钱。
And, you remember the story I probably told you before about the man who said he loved his girlfriend so much.
所以你们大家也可能记得我跟大家讲的这个故事，一个人呢，说他是如此的爱他的女朋友。
He said, I would climb the highest mountain for you.
他说我会跨越高山来看你。
He said, I would cross the swollen rivers for you.
我会穿过那个湍急的河流来看你。
He said, I would go across the ocean to be with you.
所以呢我愿意呢穿过海洋和你一起。
And he said, and I'll come to see you tomorrow night.
他说我明天晚上来看你。
If it doesn't rain.
如果不下雨的话。
Okay, there's got to be a sincerity, and you prove the sincerity. How do you prove the sincerity?
所以呢，这里呢，必须你要以真诚。那么呢，你怎么去证实你的真诚呢？
So Paul says, well, if you really love the Lord, and you really loved his people, and you really love those who were teaching the gospel to other people, you would help support them with your money.
因为使徒保罗说呢如果你真的是爱主的你真的是爱主的子民你真的是爱那些去教导别人福音教导别人圣经的那些人呢你就会用你的金钱去支持他们。
And now, verse number 9, one of the very beautiful verses of the Bible that we quote in many different contexts.
这个第九节呢是圣经里的很多的最美丽的经文之一我们在很多的环境下呢都会引用这节经文。
He says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
也就是说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典他本来富足却为你们成了贫穷叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And so just as the Lord Jesus gave up his riches in order to help us, we give up our riches in order to help others.
所以呢，就像是主耶稣基督呢，就是放弃他的富足去帮助其他的人一样，我们也要用我们的富足呢去帮助其他的人。
And so he says in verse 10, and in this I give my advice, it is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it. That, as there was a readiness and to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have.
第十节和第十一节说呢，我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们是与你们有益，因为你们着手办这事，而且其此心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。
So apparently about a year earlier these Corinthian people had heard about a great needIn Judea, and they said, we would like to give some money to the needy Christians in Jerusalem and in Judea.
在这个里面呢，就是说呢，很明显的，就是在一年之前呢，哥林多教会的信徒呢，他们就听说呢，那个就犹大帝和耶路撒冷城的那些圣徒们呢，他们极其贫穷，所以他们需要。他们说呢，他们要奉献一些资金给去资助那些贫穷的在耶路撒冷城的圣徒们。
But apparently it wasn't possible for them to give at that time because there wasn't a way of getting the funds to Judea and Jerusalem.
因为就是呢，很明显的呢，是在那个时候呢，他们可能没有收集到足够的金钱呢，去给那些在犹大和那些也没有方式把那些钱送给在犹大和耶路撒冷城的那些圣徒们。
But Paul says now there is that opportunity, and as you said, you wanted to give a year ago, so you better start giving now. There is an opportunity. Don't justPromise to do it in the future. Do it when you have opportunity.
这个里面呢，就是呢，使徒保罗说，现在这个机会来了，所以呢，你们现在呢，就像你们承诺的呀，你们要给一些资金给他们那些贫穷的圣徒们，不要只是说是你去讲，只是应许将来，承诺将来你会给一些资金给他们，你现在这个机会就给他们资金。
So he says in verse 11, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have.
第十一节他就说，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。
So the Christian is one who...makes a promise and lives up to it, makes a commitment and says, I intend to follow it.
所以呢，基督徒呢，是一些呢，他做出承诺以后呢，他要去实行的，他要把这样的一个东西呢，活出来。他说呢，我已经承诺了，所以我要去把它做成。
You remember that when Jacob was running away from Esau, he made a promise to the Lord.And he said, Lord, whatever you give to me, I will give 10% back to you.
因为你们大家也都记得雅各呢，他逃离那个以扫的时候呢，他跟那个神呢做出了一个承诺，他说呢，主啊，不管你给我多少，我都会把十分之一的奉献给您。
Now that was a promise he made. The question is, did he live up to it?
现在这是他做的一个承诺，那么现在问题是呢，他把这个承诺活出来了吗？
Some people even make New Year's resolutions.
有些人呢，就是也就做出新年的解决方案。
And you may have made a New Year's resolution. Sometimes those New Year's resolutions involve dollars.
所以呢，你们大家也有人做出了新的一年的这样的承诺。有时候你做出这样的承诺呢，牵扯到金钱。
Sometimes you say, all right, I'm going to give so much to the Lord.
也就是你说呢，好吧，我要把多少多少给主。
Paul says, if that was your purpose of heart, you make sure that you live up to it.
对，那使徒保罗说，那如果这是你心中所想的，你要确保你把它做出来。
Verse 12, for if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
第十二节是因为人若先有愿做的心，并蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
So it's one thing to say, I'd like to give $1 million.
所以呢，说我愿意奉献$100,000是一回事儿。
But unfortunately, I don't have $1 million, so I don't need to worry about it.
所以呢，不幸的是我没有$100,000，所以呢，我不用为此担心。
And the Lord says, no, you fulfill your responsibility, not on what you don't have. You fulfill your responsibility on what you do have.
对对，主说不，你要是去实现你的，去完成你的责任呢，是按照你所有的，而不是按照你所没有的去做。
Now he says, verse 13, I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened.
第十三节说呢，因为我并不是要别人轻省，你们受累。
He's not saying here that some people ought to be providing for the work of God and others don't need to.
这里并不是说呢，有些人呢，他要为神的工作提供金钱，其他的人不需要。
He is saying that we should all be involved in doing what we can. Some can do more, some can do less, but we all ought to be doing something in the work of God, for the work of God.
所以他说呢，我们必须呢，也这个，所有的人都要涉及到里面去做。有些人呢可能做多一点，有些人可以做少一点，但是呢，每个人呢至少都要为神的工作做点什么。
And verse 14 says, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack.That their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be an equality.
第十四节说，但要公平，就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就公平了。
And therefore, we're to be giving as we have the ability. When we've got excess, we give. And when others have got excess, they give to us in our need.
其实这个里面是呢，当我们有这样的能力的时候呢，我们就给那些其他的需要财产的人一些。当我们需要的时候呢，其他的人呢，也可以给我们一些资产。
That is the way it is in the rest of our lives. We see others in need. We help them in this way or that way. But we also can help one another financially when there's a need.
所以呢，这就是我们的人生其他的余下的人生要做的事情，就是说呢，我们看到人有需要的时候，不管是这方面那方面有需要的时候呢，我们应该去帮助他，其中呢也包括他们需要金钱的时候，我们也应该去帮助他们。
But the church of God is over a big place.
但是神的教会呢是超大的一个地方。
And so as often the needs are over on the other side of the world.
所以通常呢我们那些需要呢是在世界的另一端。
It's always been the privilege of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to support missionaries.
所以对我们第十六届福音教会来说呢，也永远是我们的荣幸去支持那些宣教士们。
And so, Margaret Roberts went to, Taiwan. And Howard Budd went to Japan. And Barbara Cummings went to the Philippines.
And Margaret Roberts, 她去了台湾，那个 Howard 呢，她去到了日本，然后 Barbara 呢，她去到了菲律宾。
And so, our responsibility was to meet their need away on the other side of the world.
所以我们的职责呢是呢让他们的需求呢得到满足在世界的另一端。
Recently, there has been a great earthquake in Turkey about a year ago.
所以呢在最近呢在一年前呢在土耳其有一个大地震。
And there are refugees from the Ukraine and from Russia.
现在也有那些难民呢从乌克兰还有从俄罗斯出来的。
And these have ended up in various places in great need.
所以这样呢就造成了在不同的地方呢有很大的需求。
And so one of the things that we have done at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is we have decided to send money to Christians who are working to help the gospel and help the financial needs of those who were displaced by the earthquake in Turkey.
对对对，我们第十六届福音教会呢，我们其中的职责之一呢，就是我们就是给他们那些在土耳其啊其他那些地方呢，有很大需要的地方的，给他们寄钱。
And in the same way, we've sent money to those who are working with refugees and others in great need as a result of the war in the Ukraine.
所以同样的方式呢我们也把钱金钱呢寄给那些去帮助那些难民的那些人在世界上像乌克兰还有其他的那些地方。
So when you put money in the collection at 16th on Sunday morning, where does that money go?
因为当星期天上午的时候你把你的金钱奉献给那个奉献袋子里头的时候那些钱它会去到哪里呢？
And the answer is a little bit of it is used to make sure that we can turn the lights on at 16th.
所以答案是其中的一小部分呢能够保证我们在第十六届福音教堂里那些灯可以点亮。
And some of it goes to encourage the preachers who preach to us at 16th and meet their need.
有些呢给了那些呢在我们第十六届福音讲道的那些讲道人让呢也是去让他们的一些需求得到满足。
And then most of it goes to meet the needs of missionaries around the world who are seeking to tell others about the Lord Jesus and to reach out with the supply of things that they need physically as well.
你这个呢其实大多数呢都是给了那些宣教士他们在世界各地呢他们要去就是去给别人传讲传福音而且呢但也其中呢也包括他们在传福音的过程中他们的生活需求。
Alright, and now verse 15 says, And as it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack.
第十五节说的所以经上所记多收的也没有余少收的也没有缺。
And this is a reference to the story in the travelings of the children of Israel when it came to eating manna.
所以这个呢里面的这个故事呢就像是当时呢以色列的人民呢他们在旷野里旅行的时候呢吃那个玛纳是一回事。
So in the mornings, the men of the children of Israel would go outside the camp and they would gather their manna.
因为在早上的时候呢，以色列的那些人呢，他们会出他们的营地去收玛纳。
And some would go to a place where the manna was in bountiful supply and easy to get.
所以有些人呢去到的那些地方呢那个玛纳很多也很容易去采。
And others, maybe who were older or sickly or slower, they would go and they might go to a place where there wasn't much manna to be found.
因为有些人呢可能是老了或者说比较有虚弱的那样的这些人。他们呢就有可能去到那些地方呢那些玛纳呢很少也不会很容易采摘。
And so after collecting the manna, some would come back with a basket that was overflowing with manna, more than they could eat.
因为他们去收玛纳的时候呢，有些人回来呢，在他们的那个篮子里呢，那个玛纳的装满呢，也超过他们所能够吃的。
And others would come back with baskets that were somewhat empty.
所以有些其他人呢，有可能回来的时候呢，他们说玛纳的篮子是空的。
And so as they came back, they would share. And the man who had a lot would say to the man who didn't get that much, here, you have some of mine. I've got more than enough for me and my family. You take some for you and your family.
所以那些有玛纳收的多的人呢，他们呢就会把玛纳收集起，然后分给那些没有采到玛纳的人。他说：“我们采到的玛纳呢，远远超过我们的家人所需要的。所以呢，我分给你一些那些没有采到的，说你可以拿回去去养活你的家人。”
And so in that generous way, when they came home at night, everybody had enough.
对的，以那种慷慨大方的方式呢，每个人晚上回家以后呢，都有足够的玛纳吃。
Now that was a principle that is to be followed all down through the history of the church. We're to live the same way.
这呢就也是个原则，一个原则呢就是说呢，在所有的教会的历史上呢，同样应该去这样去做的，我们也是按照这种方式去做的。
All right, so verse 18, sorry, 16 now says, but thanks be to God who put the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord.
第16节、第17节说呢，但感谢神将这带你们的同一个热心也放在了提多的心里，他确实是听了劝，但自己更是热心，情愿往你们那里去。
So he says, now Titus, came along, he had this vision, and he came to you to encourage you, to exhort you, and to help you fulfill your responsibility here.
现在这里呢，他说呢，现在有提多，他要去你们那里。其实那里呢，他是要去鼓励你们，他也要去，就是说去劝告你们，去让你们去做你们应该做的事情。
And verse 18 says, and we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches.
第18节说呢，我们还打发一位弟兄和他同去，这人在福音上得了众教会的称赞。
So Titus came to be involved in this distribution of funds. And another brother came to him, with him rather, who had full commendation of the churches.
所以这个里面呢，就是提多呢，他是来呢负责呢，就是分发这样的一笔资金。另外还有一个弟兄呢，也是整个教会推荐和提多一起去的。
And then he says, and not only that, but this brother was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift.
但是第七节就是不但这样，他这个人呢，也被众教会挑选和我们同行。
So the question is, who's in charge of this money?
现在问题呢，谁来管理这笔钱呢？
And, so Paul says, well, I've requested Titus, be involved in the collection of this money. And we sent another man, but the other man who came with Titus was chosen by other churches to receive this money.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，其实提多呢，他是负责呢收集这笔资金，另外还有一位弟兄呢，是由其他众教会推荐的，推荐的呢帮助提多呢一起来做这件事情。
All right, and Paul says now, this was done, administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself and to show your ready mind.
所以呢，他这使徒保罗说呢，把所托与我们的这恩惠送到，可以荣耀这同一位主，又表明你们乐意的心。
So who had this money?
所以谁拥有这笔钱？
Well, the Corinthians had it, and then they would collect it, and they would give it to Titus and this other brother under the direction of the Apostle Paul.
所以这个呢，其实呢，格林多人他们收集了这笔钱，收集这笔钱以后呢，他们给了那个提多，还有另外一个由众教会选出来的弟兄，都是按照使徒保罗的指示去做的。
Why so many people involved?
为什么要有这么多的人参与进来
？Because when there's so much money, it's easy.To put the money in your own pocket.
所以呢，问题就是说呢，如果那个钱太多的话，很容易呢，把钱呢放进一点自己的口袋里。
And so we've got to be very careful that we don't put ourselves in a position where we could take money that is not ours.
因为我们要非常的仔细小心，我们不要把自己放到那个位置上，就是说呢，去拿一些不属于我们自己的金钱。
Now, my problem is that sometimes when I'm at the chapel, I find money.
所以呢，我的那个问题是呢，有时候我在教堂里呢，我找到了钱。
And so, if I'm walking around the chapel sometime when nobody else is there, I sometimes look on the floor and I find a quarter.
因为有时候呢，我在教堂里没有人的时候呢，我在教堂里面走的时候呢，我发现呢2毛5分钱。
And then I say, all right, what do I do with this money? There's 25 cents here. What do I do with this?
所以呢，我对自己说呢，这里有2毛5分钱，我应该怎么办呢
？And I say, Harold, that's not your 25 cents. That belongs to the Lord Jesus.
所以我跟自己说呢 ，Harold， 这2毛5分钱不属于你，它属于主耶稣。
And so on Sunday morning, when the bag goes around.
所以在星期天的早上，当我们传递那个奉献袋的时候
，I put in my collection, the amount of money that I plan to put in, and then I have in the same pocket my 25 cents, and I drop that in as well.
所以呢，我把我本来计划要奉献的钱呢放在袋子里，然后呢，我在口袋里把我捡到的那2毛5分钱呢也放在奉献袋子里。
Now that's a pretty ridiculous story, but it illustrates the fact that we are responsible with the Lord's money, and none of us should be taking it to ourselves.
因为这个是一个比较荒谬的故事，但是呢，其实呢，它向我们说明呢，我们是有这样的职责，要把属于神的钱呢放进那个奉献袋里。
And so our responsibility is to take those funds and to count them. We have always more than one person counting them, more than one person, distributing them, to banking them, and then more than one person distributing them so that all the records are clear.
所以呢，我们的职责呢，就是说呢，当我们去数那个奉献的时候呢，我们要超过一个人去数，然后呢，我们也要有超过一个人呢，去把它存到银行里去。当我们分发的时候呢，我们也要有超过一个人去管理这样的事情，所有的账目都是清清楚楚的。
So Paul says, now I sent Titus to collect this money, but not alone. I sent the other man, and I'm involved. There's 3 of us who are involved in the transport of this money. You give it to them. They will be responsible to the recipients.
所以这个里面呢，就是使徒保罗说，那我现在派那个提督去拿你们的奉献，同时呢我也派了另外一个弟兄和提督一起去，所以呢我也参与进来了，实际上呢就是我们三个人都参与进来了，这样呢他们负责呢把这个钱呢送到那个就是说接收钱的人的手上。
Now the reason they did that is not only to make sure that the monies are safe, but also to make sure that the reputation of those who handle the money is safe.
所以呢，他们这么做的目的呢，并不是说仅仅只是保证那些金钱是安全的，同样呢，也要保证那些去经手这些钱的人的那些名誉是好的。
Now, had it not been done that way, it could very easily have been that people would say Titus stole some of that money.
所以如果不照着这么去做的话呢，人们就很容易说呢，提督呢有可能偷了一些钱。
And Titus would say, no, I didn't steal the money. I was with the man that youfrom Judea that you sent to be with the money. He will say, I didn't steal it. I will say, he didn't steal it. There was always two people with the money.
他说呢，基督就说呢，我没有偷里面的钱，因为这个呢，实际上是你们推荐的一个弟兄和我在一起。他说我没有偷里面的钱，我也说呢，他没有偷你的钱，所以这里是通常是两个人，所以清清楚楚。
And so you say, well, is that that important? And the answer is yes. The work of God must be done in such a way that there is no opportunity for accusations against the people of God, no opportunity for the people of God to take and steal.From the people of God.
因为你说那个的这样做会有必要吗？有那么重要吗？是的，是非常重要的。所以我们每次呢都要是说是确保那些去做神的工作的人呢不被其他的人指责和控告。我们同样呢每次都要确保就是做神的工的人呢奉献给神的钱呢会给神。
And so verses 21 say, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift, which is administered by us, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of man.
第二十节第二节说呢，这就免得有人因我们管理的捐银很多就挑我们的不是，我们留心行诚实的事，不但在主眼前，就算在人眼前也是这样。
So he says we've done this in such a way that nobody can accuse us of taking the money.
所以呢他说呢我们这么做的目的呢就是没有人可以指责我们，就是说呢我们拿了那里面的钱。
And then again he commends the brother who was with Titus. He says verse 22, and we have sent with them our brother whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent because of the great confidence which we have in you.
然后第二十二节呢，他继续去表扬这位弟兄，他说我们又打发一位弟兄同去，这人的殷勤我们在许多事上屡次试验过，现在他因我对你们深深的信任就更加殷勤了。
So he says now regarding Titus, if anyone inquires about Titus, he's my partner and fellow worker concerning youOr if you inquire about our brethren, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ.
然后第23节他说呢，论到提督，他是我的同伴，一同为你们劳碌的，论到我们那两位弟兄，他们是众教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。
So these are good men, honest men, and they are proven men.
所以这些呢就是好的人，他们也是诚实的人，他们也是被试验过的。
So in verse 24, he says, therefore, show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf.
第二十节说，所以你们要在他们和众教会面前显明你们爱的凭据和我们所夸奖你们的凭据。
He said, in effect, you told me a year ago that you were prepared to give funds. I've sent Titus and this other brother to you to collect those funds. Make sure that you live up to your responsibility, your earlier expression of devotion, and then make sure that you give it to them because they are good, reliable men.
因为他说实际上呢，你们在一年前呢，你们已经承诺了要奉献这笔资金呢，所以呢，我派他们去，他们两个去的目的呢，就是让他们去收集你们承诺要奉献的这笔钱。你们奉献这笔钱呢，就是说呢，你们已经做出承诺，所以你们要实现他的承诺。然后呢，你们把你收集到的你们承诺的钱呢，给这两位弟兄。
And so now as I look at that, I say to myself, there's a sense in which it is just a little bit of overkill, a little bit of overprotection. Do we have to be this meticulous in the handling of funds?
这个呢，就是我自己看到这个呢，我说这其实有点太过仔细了，有点太过的那样的谨慎的去做这样的管理金钱的事情。所以呢，当我们管理金钱的时候呢，我们是有必要这么去做吗？
And the answer is yes. And the reason is that so often in what is purported to be the work of God, Christians steal the funds. They say they're Christians, but they steal the funds.
这个里面呢，就是答案是是的，必须这么谨慎。通常呢，就是说是在做神的工作的时候呢，尤其是牵扯到金钱的时候呢，有些基督徒呢，他们会去偷里面的钱。所以呢，这些人呢，他们是称之为他们自己是基督徒。他说他是基督徒，但是他却偷了那个为神的工作所奉献的钱。
Is that possible?
这个是有可能吗？
And the answer is yes. Do you remember Judas?
这个答案是是的，你们大家都记得卖主的犹大吗？
Judas was one of the 12 disciples, and he was a thief, and he stole from the collections that people took to give to the Lord Jesus and the disciples when the Lord Jesus was alive.
你这个里面呢，犹大呢，他是那个12门徒之一，他是管钱的。 所以呢，他从那个别人奉献给主耶稣基督和奉献给门徒的那些金钱里呢，他偷了一些为他自己所用，但主耶稣基督还在这个世界上的事。And
all down through the history of the church, money has been a big problem.
因为在教会的历史上呢，金钱呢一直是一个大的问题。
So the Christians are to be giving money to the work of God, but they must give it wisely and they must give it from the heart. And that's why 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is here going into such detail.
基督徒呢，他真是就把钱奉献给主，那么他们呢，必须呢，就是以一种明智的方式和一种就是发自内心的。 方式去把钱奉献给主，这就是格林德后书在这里所讲到的。All right,
in chapter 9, he carries on the theme.
在第九节里，这个主题继续。
Chapter 9 and verse 1 says, Now, concerning the ministry to the saints, it's superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority.
那第九章的《格林多后书》第九章第一节第二节说呢，论到服侍圣徒的事，我不必写信给你们。 因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们说雅盖亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
So he said, now, I've got great confidence in you. You said that you were willing to give funds, and I bragged about that to the Macedonians.
所以呢，他说我对你们呢非常有信心，就是一年前你们说了你们会奉献一笔钱，所以我向马其顿人夸奖过你们。
So he said, I've got every confidence in you.
所以他说我在你们里面呢有很大的信心。
And then verse 3, he says, Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that, as I said, you may be ready.
第三节说呢，但我还是打发那几位弟兄去，要叫你们照我的话预备妥当，免得我们在这事上夸奖你们的话落了空。
And then he says in verse 4, it would be very embarrassing, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you not prepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting.
第四节继续说，万一有马其顿的人与我同去，见你们没有预备，就叫我所有确信的反成了羞愧，你们羞愧更不用说了。
So he's saying, based on the promises that you made, I boasted of you to the Macedonians. Now, if some of them were to come with me and find that you weren't prepared to be generous, then they would be embarrassed and I would be ashamed and you would be ashamed. You must live up to your prior commitments.
这个里面呢，其实呢，他说呢，基于你们一年之前做出的承诺呢，实际上呢，我跟马其顿人呢已经把这个话给他们吹出去了，说呢，你们愿意给他们钱，但是呢，如果我来了以后呢，你们并没有预备这笔钱，那么说呢，对他们来说很尴尬，对我来说也很尴尬，对你们来说呢，也更是尴尬。所以你们既然做出了承诺，你们一定要照着你的承诺把你那个承诺给实现。
He says, therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your bountiful gift beforehand, which you had previously promised.That it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a matter of grudging obligation.
第五节继续说，因此我想有必要劝那几位弟兄先到你们那去，把从前所说的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。
So Paul says, I sent these brethren ahead of time.To remind you of your responsibility so that you would be ready to give at the right time.
所以呢，这使徒保罗说呢，我是先就派这位第几个弟兄过去呢，这样呢，你们好预备呢，所以当我们来的时候呢，要收这笔资金的时候呢，你们正好准备好了，可以给。
He basically saying, I'm sending them ahead of time.So that you can be generous in your giving rather than send them at the last minute and you grudgingly have to say, oh, all right, here's a few dollars.
所以这个呢，使徒保罗说，我先派这几个人去你们那里，去你们的那里呢，让你们先预备好，而不是说等我到你们那里去的时候，到最后一刻呢，你说，哦，好吧，我既然你要，我就给你几块钱吧。
So in retrospect now, that's a lot to say about money.
这里讲到的呢，就是讲了很多关于金钱的。
And he says it in order to ensure that the work of God is done in such a way that there's not an accusation of evil, that there is not a temptation for evil, that all things regarding money be done right and in order.
因为他说是关于这样的金钱的这样的做法呢，就是要确保其实在金钱这件事情上呢，没有人受到指责，也没有人呢受到那个诱惑，因为金钱，所以呢这所有的这一切呢都是按照秩序来做的。
All right, so all that we've gone over so far is basically a description of how the monies should be handled and where they should go, what the cause would be for them to be given. Why you give it from the point of view of the recipient and how you give it.
这个里面呢，我们现在呢就是走得很快，所有的都是关于呢，怎样去那个奉献金钱，金钱呢怎么样去就是保管它，怎么样呢？就是说这些金钱给出来以后呢，这金钱你是怎么去弄，怎么去收集，怎么去确保呢？这些钱收到以后给到那些收钱的人的手中。
And so now before we completely end the question of money.The next topic to be covered is why should the Christian give money to the work of the Lord?
那这个呢，我们在完完全全的结束了这个关于怎么样去管理金钱的这个事以后呢，下面呢开始一个新的主题：为什么你要把钱奉献给神的工作呢？
The simple question is, why should I take my money out of my pocket and give it to the Lord? Why shouldn't I just leave it in my own pocket?
现在就是问题是呢，为什么我要把我口袋里的钱呢掏出来给主呢？为什么我不把我自己口袋的钱保管在我的口袋里呢？
You might say, I worked for it. I earned it. Why should I give it?
你说呢，这是我工作赚来的，为什么我要给出去呢？
And so what follows now is a number of promises to us for giving. Why should we give? What are the benefits of giving?
那么现在呢，下面讲的呢，就是说呢，为什么我们要给出去？为什么要把我们的钱给出去？给出去以后呢，我们在给出去金钱这个方面，我们能够自己得到什么益处呢？
You might even make a list of these. There is a list. You might note the list. You might even count the number of promises in this particular list. What happens if you give? Would you get any benefit yourself?
这个里面呢就是说呢，是你可能已经数过了，这里面你可以因为你给出去能够得到呢多少的那个神的赐福，那么说呢你这么给出去，你数了以后呢，这些就是为什么这些你给出去以后这些应许能够给你自己带来什么样的益处呢？
All right, so here is promise number one, verse number six.
第六节，这是第一个应许。
But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
今天这些，但我说少种的少收，多种的多收。
Okay, so the picture is the farmer and he's got some grain. If he sows a pound of grain out into the field, he'll get a small crop. If he sows 10 pounds of grain, he'll get a much bigger crop.
因为这个里面的那个例子呢，就像是一个农民，他去种地，种地时呢，他如果呢，就种下去的种子呢，如果是一磅的话呢，他能够得到的差不多很多的收成。如果他给了十磅呢，他可能要得到比那个更多的这样的收成。
The principle is the same as, if you give a dollar to the Lord will bless you.
所以呢，同样的呢，就是说呢，如果你给一块钱给主，那么主呢，他会赐福给你的。
If you give $10, the Lord's probably going to give you a bigger blessing.
所以如果你奉献十块钱呢，主呢，有可能给你更大的这样的赐福。
And if you were to give $100, you'd probably get more blessing. That's the principle. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully.
那如果你呢，就是给主一百块钱的话呢，主也可能给你比前面更多的这样的赐福。这里这个原则呢，实际上就是你多少种的就少收，多种的呢就多收。如果你主给的你给主的多，主会给你的更多。
All right, verse 7 gives us another reason why we would want to give money.
第七节呢，告诉我们另外一个原因，为什么我们要给出金钱。
It says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
第七节说呢，个人要随心里所定义的捐献，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Okay, so how do you give? Well, you say, I would like to give out of a cheerful heart. I don't want to give because I have to give. I want to give because I'm happy to give.
今天怎么捐呢？怎么捐呢？这里讲的捐呢是说，我说呢，我要捐的时候，我要有一颗欢欢喜喜的心去捐，而不是说呢，我不得不捐，我勉强的也非要捐不可。
Now some people give because they have to give. That's not a very good reason.
所以有些人呢，捐呢，他说呢，他必须要捐，这不是一个很好的理由。
Other people give because they want to give. They give out of a cheerful heart.
所以有些人呢，他们捐呢，是因为他们想捐。他们捐的时候呢，有一个欢喜的心。
What is the blessing that flows if you give out of a cheerful heart?
因为如果说是你是捐的时候呢，是一个喜乐的心的话呢，那么说呢，你流淌在你身上的福气是什么样的？
Well, it's a wonderful promise. It simply says God loves a cheerful giver.
所以呢，这里呢，这是一个非常简单的词，说神爱那个乐意奉献的心。
Does God love me?
神爱我吗？
You say, sure, he loves me. Bible says God loves me.
当然神爱我，圣经说的神爱我的。
But there's a special love that the Lord gives to cheerful givers.
但是这里有一个特别的爱，主会赐给那些就是乐意捐的心。
That's a wonderful story.
这是一个很美的故事。
Now I'm going to tell you another story, which may be a little bit harder to understand and even to translate, Roy, but it goes like this.
今天我要跟你们大家讲一个故事，可能有点难理解。他跟我说呢，甚至有点难翻译的，但是他还是跟我们讲。
This story was told me by a Jewish man.
所以这个故事是一个犹太人告诉我的。
And he said that one day the Canadian Revenue Agency, the tax agency, phoned the people in the synagogue.
就是他说呢，有一天呢，就是加拿大国税局的人打电话给那些在犹太会堂的。
And the man said to the synagogue people, they said, I'm just calling to confirm. Can you tell me, did Mr. Feinberg last year give $500,000 to the synagogue?
所以呢，他说呢，我打电话呢，就是要确信一下，确信一下一个叫 Mr. 什么的人呢，他上一次呢，就捐了50万给你们的犹太会堂。
He basically was saying, Mr. Feinberg told us that he gave $500,000 to the synagogue in order to get the tax advantages of that. Did he really do that?
基本上呢，就是说呢，那个 Fiber 先生呢，他呢，给我们说呢，他去年给犹太会堂呢捐了50万呢，以免呢得到免税，他真的那么做了吗？
And the man in the synagogue simply said, No, but he will this year.
所以呢，在那个犹太会堂的人说呢，没有，他去年没有捐，但是他将在今年捐50万。
The man lied and said he did, but the synagogue people and the tax people said, we will guarantee that he will. He was not a cheerful giver, but he gave out of necessity because he had lied.
所以呢，这个里面呢，他说呢，其实呢，这个人呢，他撒了谎，撒了谎呢，他说他给了，其实去年没给，但是呢，他今年说他将会给。所以呢，我们那个犹太会堂呢，还有税务局的人呢，然后确保他今年真的会捐这样的款，一笔款，因为他说了谎。
Give, but give as a cheerful giver.
所以这个人呢，他给呢，他并不是捐，并不是一颗乐意的心捐，是不得不捐的。所以你要捐的时候呢，要一颗乐意的心去捐。
Now verse number 8.
第八节。
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work.
那就说神能将各样的恩典多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
All right, I've never read a sentence like that anywhere else but in the Bible.
因为其实呢，我没有在其他的任何地方读到的这样的一节经文，除了在圣经里以外。
God is able to make all grace abound to you.
所以神能将各样的恩典多多地加给你们。
What is God's grace?
那神的恩典是什么呢？
God's grace is giving you good things you don't deserve.
神的恩典呢，就是给你那些好的东西是你不配得到的。
Would you like God to give you good things you don't deserve?
你喜欢神给那些你本来不配得到的东西，好东西给你吗？
Well, yeah, you see, that's what it's all about. We have a throne of grace.And we pray to the throne of grace that God will be merciful to us and give us things that we don't deserve. We don't deserve anything from God.
因为你说那这就是恩典的一切呢，就是我们有一个施恩座在那里啊。那么神的施恩座呢，就是说借着神的怜悯，他把那些就是我们本来不应该得到的好东西给我们，这就是神的恩典呢。
Well, what kind of grace would he give you?
他会给你什么样的恩典呢？
He would give you the kind of grace that means that you would always have all sufficiency.
所以呢，他的恩典呢，就是他要给你，他允许给你那些所有的你常常充足你需要的东西。
If you had all sufficiency, what would you need?
所以呢，如果你已经充充足足的都有了，那你还需要什么呢？
Well, you wouldn't need anything, would you?
你会不什么都不需要了，是不是？
You say, I'll give something to God, and if you give to God, what's God going to do to you?
所以呢，你说我要给一点什么东西给神，那如果你给了神以后呢，神会在你身上怎么做呢？
He's going to give you everything you need.
他会给你所有的你需要的东西。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
It's absolutely amazing.
是绝对神奇的。
And what's the ultimate conclusion?
你最终的那个结论是什么呢？
That you would have an abundance for every good work.
你能多行各样善事。
Do you want to be able to do good work?
你愿意多行善事吗？
Do you want to have the ability to do good work?
你想要这样的能力去多行善事吗？
How would you get that ability to do good work?
怎么样去获得那样的能力去做善事呢？
Well, if you were to give to God, God would give to you.
如果你呢， 给神，神也会给你。
And if you were to give more to God, He would give you more ability to accomplish, to do and accomplish more good work.
因为你如果给神给了更多呢，神会给你更多的这样的能力呢，去完成了更多的这样的善功。
Would you get all that?
Just
because you decided to give God some more money?
所以呢，你因为你决定呢给神一些钱的话呢，你得到了这样的能力了吗？
That's an amazing promise, isn't it?
这是一个很神奇的应许，是不是呢？
Now, remember that if you read the revised statutes of Canada, the laws of Canada, they will make a statement, and then following that, they will list all the exceptions.
所以呢，如果你去读那个加拿大的那个法律，要法律的时候呢，他那个法律呢，实际上可以，他已经做出了很多条，但是下面呢，有很多的例外。
But you also probably have noticed that when you read the Bible, there are promises given. They are given without a long list of exceptions.
你也注意到，其实在圣经里呢，有很多的应许，这些应许给出的应许呢，并没有一个很长的那个例外在下面。
And sometimes, most of the time, the promises of God include the word all.
所以呢，有时候就是在很多时候，在神的那个应许里面呢，包括了所有。
What's the word all mean?
那么这个所有这个词是什么意思呢？
It means no exceptions.
这表明没有例外。
That's one reason why we love the Bible.
这是我们爱圣经的原因之一。
Jesus said that he loved the world and that all who came to him he would receive, none would he cast out. Our Bible is full of the word all. He loves us all.
所以呢，主耶稣基督说呢，他爱这个世界，所以呢，任何来到他这里的人呢，他绝不丢弃。所以呢，这里面讲到的呢，圣经里的应许讲的是所有的，我们所有的人，他都不愿意放弃。
Now the word all is what we call in the English language a superlative.
所以呢，这是所有的呢，在我们的英语里讲的呢，就是说是没有例外。
You can't get anything greater than the word all. It's a superlative.
所以呢，在这个里面讲到的呢，你不可能得到比所有的更多的东西，所以这个是个最高级。
Now, we use the word many.
我们用词呢，很多。
Many means many.
也很多呢，意味着很多。
But then we also use the word more.
所以呢，我们同样呢，用一个呢，更多。
And more is what we call a comparative.
所以呢，更多呢，我们称之为比较级。
So which is greater, many or more?
比哪一个更多呢？是很多呢，还是更多呢？
Well, more is greater than many. More means it's greater than many. So more is the comparative.
所以呢，更多呢比那个很多呢要多，所以呢，更多呢这里是一个叫比较级的。
So which is the greatest, many or more or all?
所以呢，哪一个最大呢？是不是很多呢？还有多一点呢？还是所有的呢？
Okay, all is a superlative. You can't get anything greater than all.
所以呢，所有呢，它是最高级，你不可能呢，找到一个比它还要多的高的一个词。
Now I want you to read verse 8, and I want you to count the superlatives.
所以呢，我要你读这个第八节时候呢，你要数一下里面有多少个最高级。
Okay, let's read it together. God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
这个呢，神能将各样的恩典都能加给你们。
That's one superlative.
这是第一个最高级。
That you always having all sufficiency.
使你们凡事常常充足。
So, all sufficiency is the second superlative.
所以呢，凡事常常充足呢，这是第二个最高级。
How often would you have that?
所以你有多经常有这个呢？
You would have that always. That's the third superlative.
所以呢，你能行各样的事情，这个是第三个最高级。
All right, and what would you have it in? You'd have it in all things. That's the fourth superlative.
所以呢，然后呢，你要有所有的事情，这个是第四个最高级。
Now, go back again and read it again. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That's not a superlative, but that's an amazing thing. It won't just be there in part, it will abound toward you.
你这个你再次呢读这件经文呢，神能将各样的恩典呢多多的加给你们，这个多多的它不是个最高级，但是呢这加到这里呢就是一个很神奇的一个事情，它是说多多的，不是说只加给你一点点。
And it says that you will always have all sufficiency in all things, having an abundance of every good work. That's another, not a superlative, but it's the word abound again. Abound is in there twice. Abound in abundance.
因为这个里面呢，使你们的凡事常常充足，能够多行各样的善事。这里又出了一个多多的，这个不是一个最高级，但是呢是多多的，再加上又后面又跟着一个多多的。
And you would have this for good work. What kind of good work?
你呢也有这样的，你可以去行善事，是什么类型的善事呢
？Well, every good work.
对每一个样的善事。
So what do you know about the word every?
你对这个各样的你知道多少？
It's a superlative, isn't it?
这个也是个最高级，是不是？
So this verse has got five superlatives in it in terms of the blessings that God wants to give you.
所以这个里面呢，就是这一节经文呢，包含了五个最高级呢，那个去给你解释神要赐给你的恩典。
And he will do it in a way that you will abound, two aboundings, five superlatives, two aboundings. This is a fabulous promise.
所以呢，他会给你的，神给你的是有五个最高级，两个多多的，这是一个奇妙的应许。
Okay, now, frankly, I use this verse in a number of contexts.
所以呢，我坦率说，在很多的那个上下文中呢，我会用这节经文。
It's such a marvelous verse that I use it in not just the context of money, but I use it in other contexts as well. What an amazing God. God is able to do all of these wonderful things for us.
因为我用这个经文呢，不光光是说在关于金钱的内容里面的，但其他的在其他的内容里我也会用这样一些经文。多么神奇的一个神呢，他这样的赐给我们多多的各种各样的恩典。
But remember now that this verse is primarily in the context of giving money to the work of God.
你大家也要记得这一节经文呢，特别的是在这里是给那些就是说捐钱给神的工作的人的。
Corinthians, remember, the Jews in Judea are poor. They've been persecuted. Many of them have been driven out of their city. They've lost everything.
那在哥林多的这些人呢，你要记住，实际上在犹大地的那些犹太人呢，他们的非常的贫穷，因为他们其实上呢，因为受到了迫害，他们现在几乎都是一贫如洗了。
So Paul says to you, to the Corinthians, now remember this. If you give to them, something's going to happen to you. If you give to them, then God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Is that a good reason to give?
所以那使徒保罗说，那你们呢，就你都得人家确保你们把这些金钱呢，就捐给当地犹太的那些犹太基督徒们。所以使徒他说，那使徒保罗就是说呢，如果你们捐了，那么神呢已经应许呢，他将各样的恩典多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充着能行各样的善事。使徒保罗说，这是一个很好的理由，让你们捐钱给他们吗？
Well, some would say that's too good to be true.
有些人说这个太好了，简直令人难以相信。
And so Paul goes down to verse number 9.
因为使徒保罗继续在第九节。
And verse number 9 says, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever.
然后第九节说，那如经上所记， 他失散钱财分给穷人，他的义存到永远。
Yes, says Paul, it is true. And remember now, his righteousness will endure forever.
那个使徒保罗说，是的，现在呢，这个是个真的，他的公义呢，他的义存到永远。
So you've been counting the number of promises associated with being a cheerful giver?
所以呢，你是守没守到这些那个就是这个数目，就是给那些一个乐意奉献的新的赐福。
Well, verse number 1, verse number 6 says that you'll reap bountifully. That's a good promise. Verse number 7 says God will love you. That's a good promise. Verse number 8 says so many things, I don't know how to count it.
所以呢，实际上呢，第五节说呢，就是说呢，你神呢，他会爱你，这是第一个。就是说你第六个呢，说你都种的多少，少种的少收。第二个呢，他要把各样恩典多的加给我，都不知道怎么去数有多少个。
And verse number 9 says the righteousness that flows from that will endure forever and 100 million years from now. You'll be thankful, and so will others, that you reached into your pocket and gave money to the Lord.
因为这个里面讲到的就是说呢，他失散钱财的分给穷人，他的义会存到永远。存到永远呢，就是说呢，不管几百、一年以后、几亿年后，人家都能记得你捐献给神的工作的钱。
Okay, that's enough, isn't it?
这个是不是足够了，是吗？
Do you need any other persuasion to acknowledge that it would be wise to give some money to the Lord?
所以呢，你需要其他的任何的东西来说服你说你把钱给神是给主是明智的吗？
And the answer is no, you don't need any more. But Paul says, I've got lots more.
所以呢，答案是呢，你不需要更多的理由。但是使徒保罗说呢，我还有更多理由让你。
And so verse number 10, he says, now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness.
第十节说，那赐种给撒种的，也赐饼给你们做食物。 并多多的加给你们播散的种子，又增添你们义的果子。Okay,
so the logic here is the money that you give to God is like sowing seed.
所以现在的逻辑在这里是呢，你捐给神的钱呢，相当于是你撒下去的种子。And
remember that verse 6 says the more seed you sow, the greater the harvest.
所以呢，大家记住，就是在第六节里说呢，多种的就有更多的收成。And
so you say, well, that's all well and good, but you see, I don't have much seed. I've got to eat. So I got to take some of the seed to eat, and of what's left over, then I'll be able to sow some seed. But I've got to eat.
所以呢，其实呢，就是说呢，你说呢，哦，其实我这里没多少种子可奉献的，所以呢，没多少种子可种的，我必须呢，从种子里拿出一些东西来吃，我必须要吃。
But the Lord says, now, that's all well and good, but remember, if you give to the Lord, you'll not only be sowing seed, but God will multiply the seed that you can sow.
所以呢，这里讲到的呢，如果说呢，如果你把你的种子给神呢，他不光会多给你收成，而且会呢，加倍的，就是让你的那个也可以种的种子更多。
He's basically saying something like, if you sow 10 this year, the Lord will give you a bumper harvest so that next year you can sow 20. And after that, you might be able to sow 30 or 40. He'll multiply the seed that you can sow.
所以呢，他说是基本上说，如果你给十个给神，那么说呢，神呢在来年呢会给你很大的收成。给你很大收成呢，那么说呢，你就有可能用20个去撒种。那么说呢，这样呢，主会让它不断的加多，不断的加倍，主会让你那个能种的种子越来越多。
And so verse 10 says that if you get greater seed sowing, then you'll get a greater harvest, and the harvest will be that the fruit of your righteousness will be greater.
因为这个里面讲到的呢，就是第十节说呢，如果你种的多的话呢，你就会增添你的义的果子，就是你有大的收成。这个大的收成呢，丰收呢，其实是你义的果子丰收了。
That's really what you want in life, isn't it? You want to do righteousness in order that there will be fruit or a harvest.From the righteousness that you do, you want to do good things so that the Lord can bless what you do, and what you do will be bountiful for Him.
所以呢，这就是你的人生，你想要做的，是不是呢？你想要去播种，你播下的种子呢，会让你那个得到义的果子的丰收。那么说呢，你会得到很多很多的。如果你去做那个。神的善工的话呢，最终的主会赐给你很多很多。
And so the fruit of your righteousness is one of the great blessings of giving. You give and the Lord will make whatever you do more fruitful for him. Better results.
所以你这个义的果子呢，就是神呢赐给，因为你的捐的东西，捐的金钱，主给你赐的那个东西之一，他赐给你的所有的赐福之一。所以呢，你如果你能够得到义的果子，义的果子会很多，神会让你的人生呢多结果子，而且结的都是义的果子。
Okay, so that's our time. Have you made a total now? Do you know how many good benefits there are? How many reasons there are for giving money to the Lord? Have you counted them all up?
所以我们时间也到了，你有没有数到呢？数一下，就是说呢，你那个就是把钱给神的工作的话呢，你有多少样的应许可以得到呢？你有多少的呢？理由可以给你，你有多少理由要去把钱捐给神的工作呢？你数过没有？
And the answer is we haven't got to the end of the list yet. So, better to come.
所以答案是呢，我们还没有这个表还没讲完，更好的还在后头。
Alright, well, that's as far as we can get today. We've gone a little bit over time. My apologies. The Lord will bless us.
因为我们今天呢就是可以学到这里，我们稍微呢有点超时了，我跟大家抱歉，所以呢求主赐福给我们。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for being such a gracious and generous God.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您，您是如果一个如此有恩典，如此慷慨的神。
And you have been good to us, Lord. Help us to be generous in our response to you.
主啊，您待我们是良善的，所以呢，帮助我们，对您来说呢，也要去慷慨的。
So Lord, we're praying for your blessing upon us and for your help and encouragement, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
因为我们祈求呢，您呢的赐福呢在我们身上，也祈求您呢帮助我们，鼓励我们，我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all. So good to see you all today. May the Lord bless us, everyone.